Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Adding to their dozens of reviews of different strategies to help smokers quit, the Cochrane Tobacco Addiction Group published a new review in August 2012 of a new approach, nicotine vaccination. Jamie Hartman-Boyce from the Department of Primary Care Health Services at the University of Oxford in England outlines the concept and the evidence base.
Tobacco is the leading cause of preventable death in the world. Preventing people from starting to smoke, or helping people to quit, has the potential to save hundreds of millions of lives. A number of effective treatments are currently available to help people quit smoking, but the absolute number of people who quit smoking using these methods remains low, and there is scope for new ways of tackling the smoking epidemic. One of the new ways that has been discussed frequently in recent years is the use of a nicotine vaccine. Whereas traditional vaccines focus on diseases and generate the production of antibodies to destroy organisms, the goal of nicotine vaccines is to create antibodies that will bind to nicotine when it enters the bloodstream. This would slow down the rate at which nicotine reaches the brain and the amount of nicotine entering the brain when someone smokes a cigarette, reducing the pleasure they feel and increasing their chances of successfully stopping smoking in the long term. It has been hypothesized that nicotine vaccines could also be used to prevent people from starting to smoke, but there are a number of ethical and practical concerns about this approach. Currently, no nicotine vaccines are approved for use for the general public, but a number are under development by pharmaceutical companies. Our search for randomized trials of nicotine vaccines for smoking cessation found 4 eligible trials involving over 2,600 participants. However, fully published results were only available for 2 of these. Of the 4 trials we found, 3 tested a vaccine called NICVAX, and the other was of a different vaccine called NIC-002. None of the 4 included studies detected a significant difference in long-term smoking cessation between participants receiving the vaccine and those receiving placebo treatment. 2 of the 4 trials measured the number of nicotine antibodies produced in participants and found that participants receiving the nicotine vaccine who had higher concentrations of nicotine antibodies were more likely to successfully quit smoking. However, these results are not readily generalizable. The 2 studies with full results showed nicotine vaccines to be well tolerated, with the majority of adverse events classified as mild or moderate. In summary, there is currently no evidence that nicotine vaccines enhance long-term smoking cessation. However, if nicotine vaccines become available to the market, they may be different from those covered in this review, or may change significantly before reaching the general public. Our review found that there are a large number of ongoing trials of nicotine vaccines, or which have yet to report their results. Evidence on nicotine vaccines is likely to become increasingly available over the coming years, and this review will be updated regularly to keep up with developments in this new area.
Details of the 4 included studies and the large number of ongoing studies are available in Jamie's review at thecochranelibrary.com, which is where you will also find updates as the evidence accumulates.